the whole way in from Barrowian School into the bottom of Del Air Road has no lights on that side, on that left-hand side of the road coming in. So there are, you know, there's a lot of people walk there. They do that circuit round front of ATU and back round the back of ATU. A lot of people walk that. There's also a lot of students, obviously, that use the route coming out of the back of ATU, and a lot of students live in that area as well that mightn't be familiar with it. And there are dangerous patches there, particularly there at Trio Foods where the fence ends. There's a big drop there. I'm surprised they haven't had an accident there, so public lighting is very important there. I welcome the answer that it is when it goes to the detailed design stage for the active travel project that will be considered.
And as you said, there is a lot of work planned for that general area over the next couple of years, and a lot of talk about the Ballyrain active travel from Polestar up past Mount Errigal toward the old Creamery roundabout. A lot of people maybe don't even realise that stretch from Ballyrain School into town, that's included as well.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the one that's immediately on the agenda, if you like. That's the one that we agreed at the last meeting, so that will be the hopefully the first part.